Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey babes, it's Lala Kent. Welcome back to the bonus episode of the Give Them Lala podcast. Jessica.
Hello.
Easton.
Oh, hey.
Guys, what's the theme? What's the theme for today?
The theme for today's episode is your most memorable spring break moment. Spring break! Tits out!
Oh, everybody loves a good pair of tits.
Tits out for spring break.
Have you ever shown your tits for spring break?
My best friend and I, in the spring break I'm going to tell you guys about, we were dared to stand on the balcony and flash our tits, but it wasn't like to anyone. It was just like to the ocean.
Oh, well, that's lame.
Lame.
I know. But there were people down on the beach.
Oh, I thought it was just like
no
beach, just the sea.
Yeah.
No, so we did that.
You were hoping there was like a fisherman out there or something.
Yeah, no, but there was like people on the beach and a couple of people were looking up and were like, yeah. So it's like,
where were you?
We were in... Myrtle motherfucking beach, baby.
Is Myrtle Beach where they golf?
I mean, there's a lot of golf.
There's a lot.
White sand beaches?
Yes. I do like the southern east coast beaches. I will tell you that. They're my favorite. Destin, Seaside. I love those beaches the best. White sand, blue water.
Yeah.
But when you grew up on the east coast, usually your spring break with friends, because it was very lax, you could use fake IDs and stuff, was South Carolina. Not really Florida, more South Carolina, North Carolina.
Oh, understood.
Yeah, because you could like, I mean, I think my fake ID said 5'8". Like, I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding.
Girl. I know. Yeah, you definitely could get away with a lot of shit. 5'8".
How tall are you? 5'2"?
No, I'm 5, you guys. It said 5'8". And my friend's
Maybe
fake ID was a different race. They don't give it. They did not give a fuck.
Are you joking?
No, I'm not kidding.
I guarantee people, when they were checking your ID, thought that the 8 was just a 0.
Maybe, or they just were like,
there's no way. There's no way. I have an 8 on my ID, and it's clearly an 8.
You got lucky.
Clearly an 8.
Yeah.
You know what, though?
What?
The amount of stories that I came up with for my fake ID, there was one bar that I went into, and I had this, let's see, I was underage, so I had to have been like 19 or 20. And it said I was 32 on my ID.
Okay.
And I'm 33 right now, and I still don't look a day over 21.
So true. So fucking true.
So what I would do, I have this like line on my stomach, so I was showing everyone my C-section scar. And they were like, wow. And I was like, yeah, I got 2 kiddos at home. 2 kiddos. Like, just trying.
Because
I saw them eyeing me like there's no way, and there weren't very many people in there.
Yeah.
And then there was another time that I went to this club and I gave my ID, and the guy was like really double taken. Yeah. He goes, you don't look like this photo. And I said, for the amount of money that I paid on this face, I better not look like that photo.
That's so smart.
And he just like handed it back awkwardly and like let me go inside. Because like, what do you say to that?
Right.
Well, yeah, you're now like, oh, fuck.
Would they not used to ask you questions? They would say me, because our fake IDs would always be someone else. It wasn't an actual fake, because they would scan them, right? So it had to be a real ID.
No, it was a real ID.
So they would go.
Like, you would get them from like a friend that
right.
They were like, it's about to expire, but you can have it.
And when I was coming up, though, you could get them made that.
You know, you can scanned. Get them made. But my point is, instead of saying, what's your birthday? They would say things like, what's your sign? They would try and catch you off guard. So you had to know everything. Like, if my birthday on my fake ID said August, I'd have to know that was Leo or some shit.
I was a Libra.
You were?
Certainly was.
Wow.
October birthday.
Do you have your most memorable spring break story? Because we're dying to hear. Do you have yours, Easton?
Me?
Yeah. Okay, good.
We
it's
went.
Not great, but.
We. Really?
Yeah.
We spent most of our spring breaks like, in St. George
yeah,
or
like,
whatever.
With family.
With family.
Yeah.
So you never did like the. Crazy spring break, like with friends.
That's the only one.
No,
that
I didn't
that
drink
I would
in high
about.
School.
Okay. No, but even after. Mine is after.
Mine's after too.
Oh, okay. Good, good, good. Okay.
Mine was in college, but technically I wasn't in college, but everyone else was in college.
Perfect.
Everyone else was spending money, and now I make more money than them. universe. Hey. I'm sure their parents are a little bit more proud of them than mine are of me, but it's fine. So me and my two friends, they were sisters, super hot sisters.
Mm-hmm. Boobs like this on
what?
Both of them.
Yeah.
Well, giant
Chandler had massive natural boobs. Mm-hmm. Massive.
I liked when she'd come over.
Wow.
Boom, yeah. Boom, boom.
Yeah, she did. She was definitely, they both slapped pretty hard. I took them to my parents' condo in St. George. And St. George is only 2 hours outside of Vegas. So we were going to spend the weekend there. And we had this bright idea, like we're 2 hours away from Vegas. Why don't we just head to Vegas? Mm-hmm. And we'll like deal with getting a room when we get there, because who else is going to have the idea to go to Vegas for spring break? Like nobody.
Of course, not Vegas.
Yo.
Who would think?
We roll into Vegas. You cannot get a hotel room anywhere, obviously.
Yeah.
Booked to the brim. I mean, I couldn't even stay at like one of those like Golden Nugget places off the strip, right?
No.
So we find this group of our friends, these dudes who are very chaotic, very chaotic. Okay, like the epitome of like, oh, chaotic white drunk boys.
Sure.
Okay, you guys know the type.
Yes.
And they told us that we could stay with them, and they were staying at Hooters. Hooters, okay?
That kind of guys.
Wow.
Yeah. And it got so chaotic, you guys, that like one of them, he was very small, and they called him Teabag. That was his nickname.
Would he teabag his balls into people's mouth?
There were two Tysons in the group.
Okay.
So they nicknamed him. He was the smaller one, so he got nicknamed Teabag, but he wouldn't teabag anybody ever.
Okay. Okay, good to know.
But he was, like, on fire. I don't know what was happening. And, like, in the next room, this guy was, like, swinging his dick outside the bars. And
oh, like helicoptering? Oh, I love a good helicopter.
Outside of the bars. It just, like, got a little kind of weird.
Yeah.
And we were all very, very drunk. And for me, it was like time to go to bed. Sure. Okay. Time to go to bed. We drove here at night. We drove here at night thinking we could just get a room and have a fun night in Vegas, go out to a nightclub. But it took us like most of the time figuring out where we were going to stay. And we just happened to come across these guys who we knew that would let us stay with them. So by the time we like got there and got situated, there wasn't a lot of energy to be had.
Right.
Right? It was like, let's just go to the casino. And then, like, literally that night we were so drunk, you guys. We were so over it that me and Taylor, we were like, let's drive back. We're fine. Oh. Let's just drive back. And my friend Chan, who has big boobs, was like, we're not driving back.
Good
we're
for her.
Wasted.
Good.
We're
for
wasted. And I was like, Chan, you're right. We're definitely wasted. And so Teabag comes plowing through the fucking room, right? And I've showered, I've bathed, I'm feeling yummy, drunk as fuck. And we're like three of us in this tiny little bed. Teabag busts in and he's like, I'm about to break this glass bottle over your fucking head. Everyone will come help find Timmons with me.
No!
Wild. Okay, and he's holding the glass bottle above our heads. And we're like, okay, he could be drunk, but he could have also smoked something like crack.
It sounds like crack.
And definitely killed us.
Crack is a hell of a drug.
Yeah.
So we all get up and we go downstairs and the elevator opens. And this isn't like a crazy, crazy story, right? You guys, there's just a lot of weird things, almost like The Hangover, right? And then right. You only like realize persons. That the crazy things that happened were like in the photos that they don't remember. That's how I imagine this Vegas trip was.
Okay.
But I just remember the elevator doors opening and the security guy, everyone walking off and then stopping me. And Teabag being like, what the fuck? Why aren't you letting her come into the casino? And he's like, first of all, you're wasted. Back the fuck out of my face. And he was big guy. And Teabag is small, but he was small. Maybe on crack. So who knows? And he's like, why can't she come out of the fucking elevator? And the guy goes, well, first of all, she has no shoes on. She can't come.
Oh, you forgot them.
I forgot my shoes. And I was in my pajamas. He goes, second of all, she's nowhere near over the age of 12. Like, she cannot be in the casino. It's 3 in the fucking morning.
How old are you again?
Probably 20. Like, okay. Just shy of I wasn't 12. And I'm, like, standing there in my pajamas.
No shoes.
And he wouldn't let me off. Hopeless. I had to literally wait by the elevator. Because I didn't have a key to get back up.
So you... No, they left you?
They left me. Of course they left me.
You just stood there.
I just stood there. While
they had a mission.
while they went to find Timmons.
Do you ever think back on these things? Do you think you have videos from this trip?
No, maybe in an old phone. And I'm pretty sure it would be like The Hangover. Going
I was going to say.
Like, what actually happened? And we like have tigers and right. we're with Mike Tyson and shit, you know?
And teabag.
Do you
and
ever teabag. Think back at things you did? Maybe you didn't, but things you did when you were younger and you're like, thank God I'm still alive.
Most of them have to do with me being in junior high where yeah. my friend's mom would let us drive her Land Rover to the seventh grade. Yeah, those things, wait, I wonder how I'm what? Alive.
Yeah.
No license?
And she has
no license, Jessica.
They were like 12, 13.
Voila.
13, seventh grade. And then we'd stop at Starbucks first.
What?
There's a little mocha latte.
I'm shocked.
And then
this
park
is more
where
shocking.
The teachers
oh, and if they weren't in the Range Rover, they were just in the golf cart flying illegally down roads.
It was a. It was not a Range Rover. It was a Land Cruiser.
Land Cruiser, sorry. But if they weren't in that,
we tried to take the Escalade.
Cart. I'm but, shocked.
But what the you... dad hid the keys.
What if you had gotten pulled over?
We'd be fucked. Our parents would be even more fucked.
That's more shocking to me than anything I've ever heard.
You know, it's just, you said the Vegas trip, and I just remember feeling very stupid that the guy was outing me for looking 12, where yeah. and I thought that I was a sexy bitch. And then the helicopter it. Dick and Tyson or teabag over our heads being like, I'm going to break a fucking bottle over your heads. And we're like, ah! We got to get out of here. It turned very chaotic. We only went to help him look for his friends because we were legitimately worried for our lives.
At least it was memorable. And I wonder how teabag's doing now.
Who knows?
Just divvying teabags out.
Teabagging around.
I hope no one can locate him. Oh, or anyone else I'm talking about on the podcast. I had a great time with you guys in high school and out of high school. You guys served me with terrific memories.
We hope you're doing well, Teabag, and that you still don't carry around that nickname.
You know what? I may have been in high school, actually.
Really?
Wouldn't surprise.
Because I don't think I hung out with these kids outside of high school.
20
I think
isn't.
I was probably in high school.
Like 18, maybe?
Maybe, yeah.
So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part, zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, No Glue Manis, and Press-On Falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The Press-On Falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold. And that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now. So get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala. And use code Lala at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/Lala and use code Lala at checkout for 25% off.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
What about your guys' memorable moments?
Mine's
I don't know
wild,
how memorable mine is. Sorry
anyone.
That I took 12 minutes
then
of your
I want
time.
You to go last because it'll be a okay. it'll
No, no,
be a
no.
Better
you got to go last. Yeah. If it's okay. anything like cum goggles, you're staying you're, last. Yes.
It's
Easton, you go first.
You were a part of it.
Oh.
So me and four buddies go to St. George, and because we're in high school.
Oh, this was fucking wild.
We're not of age okay. to like rent a place. So my mom-in-law come down with me and my friends to St. George and just have like a little vacation for them while we do our own thing. Mm-hmm. Well, there's nothing that I hide. So I was just hanging out, doing all of that. Well, one of my buddies, Mormon, he was the only one who had fucking rules. Mm-hmm. His mom was like, he needs to be home at 10. He needs this. He needs that. Well, we go out one night. We're in high school. We go to a college party at Dixie State, St. George, Utah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And there's this girl that's just hitting on my buddy. We're all just
the one who has to be home by 10?
One who has to be home by 10. So I'm just smoking along with Sean and my other buddy, Taylor. He gets fucked up, Mike, not last name, but he gets fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
The girl comes out of her like dorm room and just goes, you need to come take care of your fucking friend. So we get up and walk in, and like in a dorm room, know how they have like a big desk, like in the window?
Yeah.
He is just on top of it like this, just
throwing.
No!
And it
no!
is everywhere. It is leaking off
ew,
the
I'd be
table.
Furious.
And
I'm furious.
The thing is, it's like we're looked at as the guys who brought this guy.
Right. Mm.
So now we're just like, let's just get him out of here. Well, he's not small. He's a bulky
kid. He's big. He's a big boy.
Big boy.
And he's think hammered. He could you can't. Hold his alcohol yeah. a little better.
Well,
it probably smelled so bad.
It no! Everything was rough. So we have to get him home. Obviously, we have to tell Lauren and Lisa, like, yo, he's fucked up.
Yeah.
And so we're, like, putting him on his side. It was to the point where we were like, do we take him?
Like, yeah. And well, Ethan was like, Mike's really drunk. So we go in there, and he's, like, laying like this.
And
like,
how old was he?
High school.
He was probably 16. And
so
we were
illegal.
17. Oh, very illegal.
My mom was really furious, because, like,
oh, yeah. Well, like, the only kid who has fucking instructions. Like, yeah. This kid came with a manual.
We should have never allowed him to come.
No, we should have come with the kid.
That's why you can't be too strict, because that's why he got so drunk.
Yeah, and it's every other kid who go out till all hours of the night. We were just chilling, smoking, and minding our business, and then him.
Yeah, but can
like
I tell you?
The most memorable.
If that was wild, and that was a memorable one.
Oh, I mean, walking him to the car, like you just said, there were
well,
so many things.
He ruined the whole night.
Oh, he see, stumbled sad. Into the bush, slammed into like
he could have gotten everything. Really hurt. Thank God he had you guys.
But also, like, if I'm taking my kids or whoever to like a spring break event and someone's mom is like, here's the rules that he has to abide by, I'm going to say, then you got to come or like your kid
he's
can't
not
come.
Coming.
Right.
Because I'm not about that life.
And I'm going to automatically assume, I'm telling you, if the kid's got rules, they're going to be the craziest one.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, I know how my kid acts. I'm going to know Summer Moon and Hartford and all the kids. Your kid's the rogue kid.
Yeah.
And I'm not, and you're not paying me to do this.
Right. No.
I know that sounds rude.
It's like Zach Galifianakis.
It's like a lot of pressure.
What's his name in The Hangover? That's
that,
who he was.
He was a...
I can't remember his name in it, but that's...
Carl? Who, no. The baby was Carl.
Yeah, the baby is Carl. But that's who Mike was. He was fucking Zach on The Hangover. He
Michael.
Came with instructions.
Michael.
But that was the only memorable one. Wow. I'm a very chill guy, and it's always somebody else fucking up.
Yeah, that's very true.
What do you got for us?
Oh, my God. No, I can't believe I'm telling this story. I'm going to start off by saying this. I'm just going to admit it. I will never slut shame anyone. But the way I speak on this podcast, I would feel most comfortable saying this out loud. My body count is not high. I've slept with not a lot of people, which, again, if you have, that's amazing.
My body count is not
like,
high?
Yeah, like how many people you've slept with. Like, what's your body count?
The way I speak, you would think I've slept with hundreds. I've slept with a little over two hands of people, right?
Okay,
that's all I'll say.
Yeah, you're
so it's not
chilling.
Crazy. So now
Child's
I feel comfortable telling
sandbox.
This story.
Oh, God, this one over here.
You probably slept with the guys a lot of times. Like, no one
well,
night
stands?
Well,
I was always in long relationships. So, like, I'd be with someone. I've only had, like, 2 one-night stands.
Okay.
So, and this is one of them.
Oh, my God. On spring break?
I cannot. And this is a real story, you guys. This is 100% real. Only a couple friends know it. Shout out Angela, Audrey. Okay, so.
Now you can go tell everyone.
We're on spring break. This is college in sophomore year of college in Nashville.
Okay.
So a lot of people will go to like Myrtle Beach or places that are close like that are easy breezy. I was 20, so I could not drink yet. So I had to use a fake like we talked about. So I'm we're there. I'm single. We are in the condo. There's a group of us and we're partying with these guys. And there's this one guy who's so hot to me at the time.
To me.
Okay. And he's hot. And I'm like, this guy's so hot. It's spring break. I want to let loose and be safe, but let loose. And I noticed he had a little limp, right? But like very slight. And I didn't think anything of it. I can't believe I'm I can't believe I'm telling.
Was he sitting down?
No, no, no. He would like walk, and he'd have like a slight limp. But I'm like, oh, whatever.
Like maybe, one leg was bigger.
Maybe
than the
one
other.
Leg is like shorter than the other or something. But he's so hot, and like I'm drunk, and this is fun.
I like how inclusive you are.
So I'm talking to him. We're hitting it off. He's like funny. Like we're just hitting it off. And I was like, you know what? It's spring break.
I'm gonna let the limp go.
I'm gonna let the limp go. I've got condoms. Like I might hook up with this guy. Another thing. Thank God, I don't have an STD because sometimes, like, I would never hook up, do a one night stand again. Also, because I'm engaged. But anyway, so we're hitting it off. We're drinking, and he's like, "I'm like, I'm gonna sleep with this guy tonight. It's spring break." So he goes, "Do you want to go back to my condo?" Which was like the condo over, and I was like, "Yes, absolutely." And we go over again. We're walking there. I'm drunk, right?
He's limping over,
but I'm noticing. Okay, the limp's a little stronger, maybe. Then, but he's got some. It's not even like a limp. It's like a. It's like it seems a dragging of one leg. I was like, maybe he hurt his knee or something. Oh my god! So we get in the condo, and we're like drinking, and he's fun, and we start to hook up. You
guys. Did you get a look at the leg?
He takes off one of his legs. He took off a leg. Ew, he did it.
If I could do that, I would do some freaky shit with the leg, though, too. Like, no, I'd slap her ass with it.
He's like, "I'm about to do something wild." And I was
he warned you. He warned you.
I was like, he's about to get freaky. Like, he got real freaky. Took off a leg. Took off a leg. And I did not know because he had his jeans on and we're hooking up and he was like doing things to me. And I was like, "Oh, he's so hot." And he goes, "I'm about to get real freaky." And I was like, "Great."
Did he put a nub in you?
He undoes his pants and takes off his leg.
How far up? How far up? The thigh, the knee?
He had no knee. So he had like a thigh. Okay. Okay. And he had and I didn't know. And I was, let me tell you, when I say I was taken aback.
Well,
when
yeah,
I tell
that's
you I
shocking.
Was shook. Yeah. I went, when I tell you I gasped, I'm so uncomfortable thinking back to the moment because I was like, okay, here's what
did,
I was like, he's
did,
hot.
Did the dick hang lower than the thigh? Did it?
No.
Okay.
It wasn't small, but I go.
So did you have to get on top? Did you have sex?
No, yes, we had sex because okay. I go, well, I can't say no now or I'm.
You're a horrible person.
I'm a bad person.
You would have the worst karma ever.
I thought so many things going through my mind. Number one, I wish he told me this was coming because I'm shocked.
I'm going to tell you, he probably has, and then it puts it to an end. So yeah. Now he's just asking
I think
forgiveness.
He's the type where he's like, I'm going to get them to the point where if they do leave, they're going to be like, my karma will be bad.
100%.
They know.
Number two, I was just like this anyway. So I was like, oh my God, I had no idea.
Question. How many positions can a one-legged man
when
forget?
I tell you, I've never been in more positions in my life.
No, he knows what he's doing.
He knows exactly.
Let me tell you something.
Fantastic. He was great, but the entire time I kept like glancing, which like I love it. If you can work it with one leg only. Amazing.
Like, who's that guy that ended up murdering his girlfriend?
OJ?
No, he had, like, he didn't have legs. And he was a very fast runner.
The Brazilian track guy.
Oh. Yes. Yes. I have an idea about the pipe he was laying, and it was probably pretty good.
Incredible.
But then he murdered his girlfriend, yeah. So kind of scary.
See? So that's a story I've never told anyone, and I just shared it on the podcast. No,
ever.
Well, I think I've told Kyle, of course, but I think, I mean, Angela and
did he tell you how he lost the leg?
Oh, yeah. And well, then he was funny, too, because I was like, hey, how'd you lose it?
Hey, I noticed you only have one leg.
After the business was done.
I noticed you.
So, hey, your leg's gone.
And what did he say?
And he told like a funny short, I'll butcher it, but about a shark attack and like got me. And I was like, oh, my God. He's like, I'm just fucking with you. I haven't had it for like and since I was like, whatever, young. And I was like, oh,
that's
funny
too.
Oh,
no wonder he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, no, he was confident and funny. But when I tell you, it's the most shocked during sex I've ever been in my life.
Well, no shit. Well,
yeah. I couldn't even imagine.
And just looking, being in a position and he turned me in a position and I'd catch the leg in the corner of the room.
I could still, if that happened to me and like it was a girl, even if she was very attractive, feeling that, I'd go limp. in really? 3 seconds.
If she took her leg off?
Yes.
You shallow fuck.
Are you kidding?
I think it's all about the motion of the
ocean.
Oh,
he worked it.
Well, yeah, but let's get to this leg and then I'll fuck you later. But
we need to address it.
Address
the leg. Like, I would go limp and go, can we address this before I get to the plowing
part? Can we address the leg in the room?
Yeah.
Eason's got 20 seconds to put in on
it. Yeah. So let's make this convo a bit longer.
Oh, my God.
Okay. What are other people's stories? How does it always lead back to sex? Well, actually, with you. You're the only person.
That's why I had to make that little a thing at the beginning, because I'm like, people, which doesn't matter. I don't care what you think, but I kind of do because I said that.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Okay, so this is funny. Getting kicked out of the ocean by security while skinny dipping because there were sharks. So her and her friend, I won't read the names in case these are private, went in skinny dipping and then security came and made them leave. That's funny.
Only because of sharks, though.
Only because of sharks.
It was like, we're glad you're having a good time, but we don't want you to be eaten.
That's fun.
I don't know. That's pretty nice. Them.
You've skinny dipped on TV, right?
Yes. I've skinny dipped many a time. Yeah. Even during spring break.
I was going to say, when you showed yours, I was like, I would bring hers up, but we all know.
Yeah, Laughlin. Lake, or the river.
Yes.
And I remember there were a lot of kids, and me and my friends were topless drinking with all these hot guys and stuff. And they had police on, what are those called?
The like
wave runners.
Okay. Yeah.
They were like, hey, you guys need to put your tops on. There's kids around. So we were like, yeah, fine, whatever. And then he's like floating with us. And then as we pass the little kids, he goes, once you get further down, you're welcome to take them off again.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, he did. I was like, oh, you're
was
cool.
He hot?
I can't remember.
He just had a pair of binoculars.
I was sleeping with this guy at the time who was hung like a horse. That you could have put anyone in front of me and I would have been like, there's no one laying pipe like the guy I'm with right now. So like,
really?
We're all good here. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Girthy and long.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
A King Kong cock.
A King Kong, if you will. Good for him. In a hot tub with a guy and my tampon expanding into a tennis ball size, so we threw it over the fence. On spring break. Nothing says spring break like a tampon shooting out of your vagina in a hot tub and expanding to tennis ball size.
And then flinging it
and
elsewhere.
Then throwing it over the fence. You want to know what's the most filthy thing in this world? Hot tubs on spring break. And I will, they are filthy. They are disgusting.
Filthy.
You do not go into a public hot tub during spring break.
Especially with this girl, because she's pulling out bloody things.
Bloody, and blood, semen, snot.
Blood, semen, snot. Were you in there?
I'm just saying, I know pee, I know shit. I know that's what it's like. Filthy soup.
Cesspool.
You want to go, don't talk to me.
It's like
if you
a
go
petri dish.
A yummy broth.
It's disgusting.
Disgusting.
That girl sounds fun though.
Yeah. This is Cancun 97. You were living.
Cancun 97.
You were living spring break, the highest peak of spring break there ever was.
And hella cocaine.
Hella cocaine, drunk and high, and came in second place in a sexy dance contest.
Oh, she was feeling herself.
Oh, my God. She was, wow. And she's, I will say, I won't read your name, but she's a pilot. You're a bad bitch. She's a pilot now.
She is a bad bitch.
Spring break in the 90s, to me, that's the epitome of all spring break. That was like MTV spring break. That was Girls Gone Wild.
I remember staying up late nights to see Girls Gone Wild. Yeah, I was a horny little guy.
Oh.
Easton.
I know. We all did it. John, yep. See? Come on now.
Being on E! News because Anna Nicole died and I was wasted. So what it sounds like is Anna Nicole died and E! News was reporting and she was probably wasted in the background.
Oh, no. Please send me the footage.
Oh, no. I'm not going to read your name, but we need it. Oh, it's you and your sweet family in the photo. Please send us the footage if you have it. My best friend lost her bottoms while body surfing in the ocean with my dad and siblings. Ha 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 ha.
That is mortifying. Could you imagine?
Have you ever lost your bottoms in the ocean?
I've lost all my clothes in the ocean.
You like lost your bottoms tubing in Lake Powell.
Yeah, I did.
Like full on lost. Gone.
Gone. Oh, yeah. Gone. Vagina and all things gone.
Really?
Yeah.
Vagina. you lost your vagina in the ocean as well.
Her swimsuit took it right with her.
The funniest story is when mom talks about how she was swimming in the ocean in Hawaii with dad and how she was like really feeling herself in her brand new bikini and she just got fucking rocked.
Her top.
Gets out and she was like, my bottoms were pulled over my top. And she goes, and I didn't even care. She just got out and was like, what just happened? And everyone rushed over and dad kept telling her to put her top on. And she was like, fuck, I can't. I almost died.
You
picture mom? So funny.
That's the funniest shit ever.
It's funnier knowing that dad fell asleep while she was dancing for him too.
Oh, that's right.
No, I'm in tears.
We talked about that this weekend.
Wait, tell
my him. My mom said that she was sexy dancing for my dad and he fell.
And I was like,
the questions.
All the questions. Were you turned around?
Like, for how long?
I'm like, did you not see him? Because someone doesn't just sit there like this and they go... Like, it's a slow process.
No, I'm
so was she, like, slow dancing and then turned around? And how long were you turned around dancing for?
I asked her that. I go, how long? And she goes, I don't know.
I don't know. A couple minutes. Couple minutes?
That is the funniest shit I've ever heard in my life. Oh, my God. Because, like, either if Lisa's turned around, she's totally right. For 30 minutes, it's like, what are you doing?
Check on him.
Just like ass out.
Do you like what I'm doing?
Right? And then her turning back around.
And what was she wearing? What was she wearing for the dance?
I don't want to know that.
And what was she dancing to? Purple Rain?
Purple Rain, that's
like,
what
literally the longest
was
song
it really?
Ever.
That's what she really
know,
said.
But like,
it takes
a minute to fall asleep. It's literally tears in her eyes.
Oh my God. So funny. You want me to find one
pervert.
More?
Yeah, one more.
Okay. Absolutely crying. I love
Lisa. Because I'm sure she wasn't dancing like this. I think it was like sexy dancing.
I don't think Lisa has anything sexy about her moving.
No, I know Lisa's moves.
I maybe didn't
moves.
Know.
Lisa's stiff as a board. So there's no way that it was like sexy dancing. I bet it was like this. I love when she dances. Because she does.
With like her Veratu hands.
No, imagine her dancing like that for your dad. It's like, no wonder he fell asleep. He's like, oh.
This is great, honey.
Like, we finally got the speakers to work in the house. We figured it out and we were listening. What were we listening to? It was so freaking good. It was like it was such an old school song. Oh, Teach Me How to Dougie.
Oh, it was came on. Dancing?
She was like doing this thing.
Kills it.
Oh my God, I'm crying. Okay, last one.
She's just shy of Elaine on Seinfeld.
Oh, she's so funny.
Just shy.
She's the queen of everything.
All right, one last one.
Okay, tears all over my face. When I was on the same cruise with the girl who I just punched and broke her nose.
What?
So this girl must have gotten in a fight. Well, why were you on the cruise, girl? Like, if I was in a fight and punched and broke someone's nose on spring break, I'm either in jail or going home.
How do people get away with this shit?
They don't press charges.
Well, if I were to punch somebody, someone would absolutely press charges. Like, if I don't fall in line and come correct at all times, there's a hella amount of punishment that is coming my direction.
Yes.
That's crazy. Just how it works for me. You know?
Yes. Oh, my God. Okay, we'll end on this one because this one's interesting. And I know, I feel like you've been here before, Law. Meeting Justin Bieber and Shaq at Fontainebleau. How do you say that?
Fountain Blue.
Fountain Blue.
Fountain Blue? Oh, yeah. You don't say it like in a French way?
I guess you could say bleu if you feel like
bleu.
It.
That's fun. Good for you.
In Miami?
Probably. What have you ever been to Miami for spring break?
I don't think so.
I'm sure Miami spring break is wild. Granted, I don't do cocaine, so maybe I wouldn't enjoy
Did
it.
Did you watch Griselda?
No.
She does crack and she smokes crack and snorts it.
Loses her mind on
crack. Is it Sofia Vergara?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And she kills it. She kills the part.
They made her look a little hammered, but they...
Well,
they
did you see the real life Griselda Blanco? She's rough looking.
She is.
Well, yeah, but when you're smoking crack, like, what do you expect? Right. By the way, I don't know that Teabag was on crack. In fact, I'm almost entirely positive he was not on crack. I think he was just a small person.
Yeah.
With a lot of
with
energy.
With a lot of energy when he got drunk.
Right.
And it depends on what he was drinking, you know?
Henny.
Oh, the Henny makes you pop off.
Yeah. Henny makes me go nutty.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What is that considered? Scotch?
Cognac, I think.
No, it's a cognac.
Okay.
And the last time I drank Hennessy, I let children draw all over my body and face.
That was a Hennessy drunk? You wrote about that in your book.
I did. It was the last drink I ever had.
Wow.
It was a bottle of Hennessy on a private jet.
Damn.
She gave me one shot, and then the bottle was gone.
I crushed it.
She killed it.
And you didn't go to the hospital? No, I'm dead serious.
Oh, you would think I would need to. Wow. But I was rip roaring to go, baby. What's next? You guys, thanks for sharing your tampon stories with us. We really appreciate you guys getting so vulnerable.
Yes.
And so open and honest, and we really enjoy your authenticity. I hope you enjoyed another bonus episode of the Give Them Lala podcast. Just remember, the audio, which you're listening to now, and the video are out right now. So please go to YouTube and like, comment, and subscribe.
Hey, she did it. Yeah.
And rate and review the podcast.
Is it? Rate and review?
I hear people saying that on their podcast a lot. So maybe we'll start.
Oh, rate and review. Rate and review. And also don't forget the normal podcast episodes every Wednesday, wherever you get your podcast. Those videos drop on Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific time. I hope you have the best week. I hope that we started it off just right. I love you guys. Catch you later.
Bye.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone's senior writer, Brian Hyatt.
Now, here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just been handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.